This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Censorio is a brand new art destination situated on the east side of Paso Robles, directly across Highway 46 from Hunter Golf Course. Censorio's surreal new art installation entitled Field of Light, encompassing 15 acres, is the creation of internationally acclaimed artist Bruce Munro, who installed a similar installation in the Australian outback at Uluru. Field of Light will open to the public May 19th and run through January 2020. 15 volunteers are presently completing the installation of more than 58,000 fiber optic stemmed lights that morph through a palette of luminous colors undulating through the countryside. It's reminiscent of stepping into a scene in the movie Avatar. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Censorio's executive director, Tracy Strand, as she shares insights about the new art installation.
Censorio, this is a new evolution in the Paso Robles North County region, isn't it?
It is. Nothing like this has ever been done before. It's a 380-acre installation right across the street from Hunter Ranch Golf Course and next to Eberly Winery.
And when you say installation, this is kind of a futuristic art installation that somebody has to see to believe.
Yeah, it's really the intersection of art, technology, and nature. And it will be opened in three iterations, but the first phase opens on May 19th of this year, and it is Field of Light at Censorio by Bruce Munro, the internationally acclaimed outdoor installation artist.
Tell us about his Australian outback installation. That sounds incredible.
It's 50,000 lights. It's at the base of Uluru, which is Ayers Rock in the Australian outback. And Ken Hunter and his wife Bobby were traveling there 4 years ago and came upon it and were so blown away that they felt that they should bring this to Paso Robles and to the Central Coast.
Tell us about the scope and breadth of the experience.
It is the largest outdoor light installation Bruce Munro has ever done in the world. It is 15 acres, 60,000 lights. It takes a staff of 15 to 20, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for 5 weeks to install. It is a breathtaking, once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And so all these lights are LEDs and they're all solar-powered, correct?
They are. Everything that we are doing here on the property is solar-powered.
It's an immersive, walking, floating experience almost.
Yeah, we hope that it's going to be inspirational, meditative. When you enter, you'll be able to have some beer and some wine and have something to eat. We also have a VIP experience where a very limited number of people, 150 a night, will be able to experience a gourmet picnic dinner up on a VIP terrace.
Overlooking the light installation.
Overlooking the light installation. Yeah. And then you take your time and you walk through the 15 acres at your leisure and be immersed in the beauty that is this exhibit.
So it's a series of meandering pathways that somebody walks along and walks into the experience.
And it's in a canyon, so you are immersed. You walk through at the base of the canyon with the light surrounding you.
And the lighting go through iterations of color change?
They do. It's all solar. There are projectors with color wheels that turn and change the colors of the lights.
Every day it'll be open?
Wednesday through Sunday from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
I seem to recall you have a family night?
We do. On Wednesday nights, all kids are half price. This will be open until January 5th, and then next summer, we will be building an event center as well. So there'll be a permanent wine center here on the property, and then in 2021, Censorio will open, which is really a cross between a very high-end, immersive attraction experience and a native botanical garden.
So as we're standing on a promontory overlooking the installation and process, there's a field of workers out there.
Yeah, this couldn't happen without them. So four of Bruce Monroe's staff from England have come over for 5 weeks to live in Paso Robles and do the installation. And then we hired four local artists to assist for the 5 weeks. And then we have our army of volunteers. So people from all over the region are coming for four-hour intervals to assist in the installation.
And they volunteer because of their love of art?
They do, and wanting to be a part of something that's really a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And how did word go out to the local volunteers?
Well, we did it through a lot of the chambers, through the destination marketing organizations, but mostly through our website, which is sensoriopaso.com. Mm-hmm. And you can still go online and go to sensoriopaso.com, click on volunteer, and you can sign up for 1, 2, 3, 5 shifts. If you sign up for more, 3 or more shifts, then you get free tickets and you're really a part of our family.
That's really cool. And on your website, somebody can get a visual picture of the field of life.
Yes, you can really get an idea of what it's going to look like.
Tracy Strawn, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for coming out.
I'm going to come back at nighttime when the lights are lit.
Yes, please.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Paso Robles, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org.